Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 to 29, Amazing Authority. It reads, "When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law." We have just had three chapters of some of the most radical, world-changing teaching ever delivered to humankind. What is the response? Amazement. The crowd are stunned, both by the content, but also the way this man taught. They see a contrast. The teachers of the law claimed their authority by building on tradition and the teaching of previous rabbis. Their authority was derived from standing in a line of teachers, and they never claimed the kind of authority Jesus did. They depended on other teachers, but Jesus declared, "I say to you," over and over again. Here are some examples from Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 47. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.' But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. It has been said, 'Anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.' But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality makes her the victim of adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said, 'Do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made.' But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all. You have heard that it was said, 'Eye for eye and tooth for tooth.' But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." What an amazing catalogue of teaching, of claims, Jesus saying he has greater authority than what was taught in the past. In fact, he's implying ultimate authority. Amazement was a common reaction to the teachings of Jesus. You see it all the way, especially through the Gospel of Mark. One example is verses 21 and 22 of chapter 1. "Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law." Jesus stood out in his time, and let's face it, he still does. He is not like other teachers, both in his day or today. He has his own authority to set out truth, and we must respond. How will you respond to him today? If you want to follow him, why not read the Sermon on the Mount again and begin living his transformational teaching? I guarantee it will change your life, it will change your eternity, and it will change the people around you. Well, next time we'll go on to chapter 8, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.